Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to know the joy of knowing the Son. For there is inexpressible joy for us in the salvation you provided through the Son. We pray in the name of the Savior, born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. There was a time that three summers in a row we went west. The summer of 99, Heather and I went west to the Black Hills, to Yellowstone, then down to the YMCA of the Rockies for a family reunion, and then on to Colorado Springs. After that adventure, the next summer we went west with a group of high school students on a mission trip. On a mission trip through Atlantic Mountain Ranch in Custer, South Dakota. A few days we then spent down on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, learning and doing a service project, and then a couple of days in the Black Hills to explore for the high school students. Now, these high school students rarely were even out of Tuscarawas County, now are in the Black Hills exploring. Though they had been in Ohio all their life, they very rarely travel. And that started plans for the following summer, 2001, to head west again with high school students on a mission trip. And then we had that written on the chalkboard in the youth group, going west, such and such dates and so on. But a visitor in that room contacted me a little while later and said, "How would you like to?" And it was another opportunity. I thought, that sounds fascinating. How would you like to go to the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, particularly the Leslie Marrowbone YMCA summer camp? We would invest a few days there preparing the camp for summer, and we'd also collect supplies for the reservation and would send them out later that summer. And after that time at the camp, when you're that far west, we'd head to Atlantic Mountain Ranch again in Custer, South Dakota, to spend some time exploring the Black Hills. Now, we partnered with another Lutheran church, and we assembled a team of adults and youth to head west. Three vans, 27 participants heading west with 15 hours planned for the first day's drive. For as we did the summer before, we would be staying at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, Iowa. Now, how we ended up staying at Trinity Lutheran Church is a whole other story, but I'll tell you shortly. The previous summer, I picked up the phone as I was going across Highway 80 across Iowa. Okay, Lutheran Church, Lutheran Church, Lutheran Church. This is about how far we want to drive. "Hello, Trinity Lutheran. We're heading west on a mission trip. Can we stay with you?" "Oh, yeah, churches do that all the time here. You're welcome to come." And I go, "Wow, that's God moving." And so we set up to spend time again that summer. So the following summer, same place. They were looking forward to us staying there in Avoca, Iowa. Now, planning the mission trip in itself was a story. I mean, okay, we got this new directions to go. We're going to go to the YMCA camp. And then a change in plans. The gentleman who made the contact for us to the Sioux YMCA, his health wasn't doing very well. So he wasn't going to go with us to the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation. He wouldn't go with us to go help at the Sioux YMCA. And that was his health reason, so we were on our own. Three vans, two with teenagers, and one van filled with water and water and water and water, and also wheelbarrows and other tools that we're donating to the camp. That's a whole other story I'll tell another time. So the three of us traveling, rest stops. Okay, 15 minutes. Try to get that many kids in and out of the bathroom that fast. Forget it. But we made sure we didn't leave anybody behind. Now that's important. No changing vans without telling us. So we went driving. And so we spent the night in Avoca, Iowa. We rose early to get going the next morning, working our way from the major highways to the county roads and the state highways. We were getting closer and closer and closer to the camp, and then it dawned on me. It dawned on me. Where is the YMCA camp? the person traveling with us, that was supposed to go with us, was supposed to be my directions to get to the Leslie Marrowbone YMCA camp. He's not here. What do I do? He didn't write me the directions down. Now, this is before GPSs also. So I had no idea where the camp was. Oh, my goodness. And I got 27 people counting on me. Oh, my goodness. So he didn't give me the directions. I didn't know where that last little bit was. Only plans in place when we were about 3 hours from the Sioux YMCA in Dupree, we were to call on the phone so someone would meet us at the Leslie Marrowbone YMCA camp. So driving close to the camp, and we're driving along 212. I knew we were getting closer because I had the general area where it was, but the specifics I didn't know, so I said, gas station, let's get some gas. So stopping there, they would know where the camp was. Now, the reason I had this feeling is years earlier, working for another Lutheran camp, I was told to go to Lutherland in Pennsylvania. Well, I was never given directions on how to get to Lutherland. So I drove to Prospect, which is near Lutherland, and I went into the grocery store because a camp, they should know if a camp is nearby. So the grocery store had said, yeah, you can go this way. So I said, okay, gas station, grocery store, they would know where the camp is. So I said, well, let's get some fresh fruit for breakfast tomorrow. So I bought a couple pounds of bacon. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't know where I was going. I kept that panic to myself. No reason to panic other people. So go in, I said, well, I like some bacon and some eggs for breakfast tomorrow. And where's the YMCA camp, please? And he said, oh, you just go out to 12, and then you turn left on 8, and it'll be there. You watch for the sign. It's a small sign, and see it. So, I mean, oh, I was so thankful I asked that local grocery store. So I filled up with gas at Bob's Gas Station. Yes, that's what it's called, Bob's Gas Station. And it's just before you cross the Missouri River, the big bridge. And so that couple of pounds of bacon, some eggs, asking directions is like stopping in Jerusalem, asking, where's Bethlehem? I mean, I was panicked. So we continued on 212. We turned left on Route 8, and the watch for the sign on your camp. It's a dirt road. Don't blink, you'll miss it. I don't remember if we missed it the first pass or not. I think we did, and we turned around and said, oh, I saw it back there. And so we went back. And we turned onto this dirt road, and it's a long dirt road. You're just doing this through the hills. And if you've never been out that part of the area, it's just big, flat, rolling plains like this. And so looking, and then you rise up again, you cross the crest, and there's a couple buildings. We found it. I mean, the sense of relief, I was overjoyed. It's like, wow. I can't express to you how much panic I was going through when I didn't know where I was going. But then we found it. Wow. First order of business. Get the kitchen situated for supper and get the sleeping quarters cleaned for the night. And if you need to go to the bathroom, outhouses, facilities, bottled water for drinking, and picnic tables. The few people even slept on picnic tables at night outside underneath the shelter. If you want to know what sleeping on a picnic table outside, ask my wife Heather. That's what she chose to do that week. But I mean, it's just like we made it. Such a sense of joy. We're there. Have you ever been on a long trip and you've been driving and driving and finally you get there and you go, we're there. I mean, it's a good feeling. We're there. Such a sense of joy. All that tension and panic I had, it was released, arrived. Joy. The Magi were overjoyed. Their long journey, that great distance, and all that expectation. They saw the star, and they've been following the star a great distance, following. And when they finally found the place it over was, joy, over joy. There's the star, there's the house, there's the child. Matthew tells us, using two Greek words, what kind of joy they had. The one word is rejoice, and the other word is exceedingly. exceedingly rejoice at the end of their journey when they found the star over the house and they found the child. They exceedingly rejoiced. Why did they exceedingly rejoice? They found the one they were looking for. They found the one born King of the Jews. Remember, the angel said to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." It is good news. It is great joy. And the reason is a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This child will grow up and be baptized by his relative John in the Jordan River. And we have images in our minds of Jesus being dunked under the water. And that's thanks to all the different depictions in the movies. But if you want to know something really interesting, the earliest mosaics of Jesus' baptism have John holding a shell over Jesus' head and pouring water over Jesus. That is why a shell is a symbol of baptism. That is why a shell is the shape of our baptismal font. That is why a shell is on the stole I am wearing. Baptism. The earliest pictures of Jesus in a mosaic is a shell pouring water over him. As Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened. The Spirit descended. The Father spoke, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And the next thing you know, the Spirit is taking Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Defeated by the Word of God, the devil leaves. And Jesus begins his ministry. And that ministry is to reveal to us who the Father truly is. Look to Jesus. See the compassion. See the gentleness shown to the lost, the broken, the sick, the sinners. You want to know the true nature and character of the living God? Look to Jesus. And see the compassion and love. Many look to God and see as God is one that's just waiting for them to step out of line and gotcha, stepping out of line. I mean, just a vindictive, angry God to punish and destroy. Yet at the same time, they see Jesus as welcoming and loving. So they separate the God of the Old Testament from the God of the New Testament. But Jesus came to reveal the one true God. As Jesus said to Philip, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus means by this, my nature, my character, who I am, and what I am doing is the exact same as the Father. You see me, you see the Father, Jesus was saying. Jesus went on to say, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." And the proof of that is all the teaching and healing Jesus has done. If you want to know the nature and character of the living God, look to Jesus, who is the living God. Compassion, love. Sitting with the sinners, touching the untouchables in healing of leprosy, touching unclean, making clean. Jesus shows us the Father. Now, we don't know how many magi there actually were. Nor do we know the size of the entourage that entered Jerusalem. We do know a commotion occurred, for King Herod and all of Jerusalem was disturbed when they heard, "Well, where has the King of the Jews been born? We saw his star." We can surmise the Magi traveled a long distance for a long time, for Herod sent orders to kill all male children aged 2 and younger. And that was based on the timing the Magi said they first saw the star. Herod said he wanted to worship the child, but in his heart was murder. And Herod was already a murderer at this time. He had already murdered many members of his own family. Herod even put down an uprising with such brutality and bloody ferocity. King Herod was hated. He was a tyrant and he was a puppet of Rome. The child, the Magi were overjoyed to find. Herod would try to destroy. This child that was given to bring great joy for all people, because this is the Savior, Christ the Lord, Herod sought to destroy. As was then, it is true to this day. At the name of Jesus, you get two reactions. You get the reaction of the Magi, and you get the reaction of Herod. Human nature has not changed. Some hearts will turn and worship. Some hearts will reject and seek to destroy. Evidence? Look to the news and see how our brothers and sisters in Christ are treated in communist countries and Islamic countries. Destruction of their churches, imprisonment of their pastors, harsh work camps in some of the countries, destruction and murder, even during worship services in other countries. It's a spiritual battle for one's soul. And yet in the news you'll find that in these same places, scores are coming to Christ, rejoicing at the redemption they found in Jesus as they see Him as Savior and Lord. Rejoicing in knowing the God that loves them, who gave the Son to die for their sins so they can live forever. Rejoicing exceedingly, overjoyed, even in the midst of great suffering and the potential for death lying just around the corner at any moment. Your reaction at the name of Jesus, who loves you and has such compassion for you, who gave His life for you so that you might live. That's the kind of joy I want to take root deep inside of you. The joy that nothing that happens to you in daily life can take the joy of knowing salvation in Jesus Christ, redeemed by His precious blood, and living forever. Knowing the true nature of the living God is compassion, is mercy and grace for the lost and broken sinner, for the hurting soul. The living Lord loves you. Do you have that joy? Are you overjoyed in the reality you have a Savior? He is Jesus the Christ. This year, we're going to be building and helping each one of you have that spiritual experience of knowing that joy. The joy deep in your soul that you have a Savior. He is Jesus the Christ. Warned by a dream, Mary and Joseph leave with Jesus and they flee to Egypt. The evil one is not going to stop the work of salvation. God is God. And the compassion of the living God for your soul will not be thwarted. So join with the Magi. Be overjoyed in finding the child. For you have found your Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen and amen.